It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Hello to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely magical, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners that are listening to this podcast on the numerous different podcast platforms. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And you are all in for one magical show today, as I have with me a brand new diva, Nancy Nance, and her and I are going to chat about Pump Up Your Energy with Pride. Oh my, is this going to be one great show. So with that, Nancy, could you please introduce yourself to our diva listeners today?
Oh, what a pleasure. I'm Nancy Nance, otherwise known as Exponential Joy. I am a transformational specialist, so I help people break through the barriers that hold them back from living the best life that's possible where they're at in the now. I've learned a lot along my travels, and I love to share.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I can hear it in your voice. You love to share to help other individuals live their best life from wherever they are at in the universe. So, oh, how beautiful. Well, with that, and with you being a transformational coach, I'm going to let you just kind of start off where you would like to share with our diva listeners today about Pump Up Your Energy with Pride. I'll let you take it, and we'll just kind of see where the universe leads us today.
I like that. I like that idea. There's a lot of wonderful ways that we can increase our good feeling place and expand whatever it is that we want more of. There's so many beautiful practices. There's affirmations where we state, I am peace. I am able. Whatever the affirmation is that's helping increase our good feeling place. Gratitude is the next best in my world. Gratitude, every morning is part of my practice. I send it to my number one support system, my dear friend, Daphne. And then I shoot it out to my accountability group. I'm part of an accountability group, very blessed to have that in my life. Coaches need coaches. Mm-hmm. And as I began that process, my accountability coach encouraged me at the end of the day to be proud of what I had accomplished. Well, that took me back a step. Proud? I don't know. Is that okay? Pride is something that we can hold back on. There's so much in the words that have been spoken and the beliefs and agreements that say pride is a sin. Yet, when you reach your arm up above your head, bend at the elbow and pat yourself on the back, it feels good. So taking my gratitudes, looking at my accomplishments after my deliberate intention. So for example, today I deliberately intended on uploading some documents to my accountant. I did it. It was a challenge. Which ones had I sent? Which ones hadn't I sent? And then when I did it, I truly reached up with my right hand, bent at the elbow, and patted myself on the back. Good job, Nance. I'm proud of you for accomplishing what you set out to do. I'm grateful for all the people in my life. And then the next step. We take a lot of steps in our days as we continue to climb to the summit of whatever it is that we want to do. The more that we praise ourselves and celebrate, the more fun it is. We all want more fun. If it's not fun, why are you doing it? So pride, you can pump yourself up with pride, you know, give that woo-woo, you know, I did it. Share it with somebody. Being proud of what you do empowers other people as well. We've got this opportunity for an expansion in life. We can either stay in the rut of my life is never going to change. I don't have enough money. Taxes are too much. Gas prices are going up. I mean, those are all part of the reality. And we can also celebrate our accomplishments. I can't change the gas prices. I can change my attitude about my experience for today. It wasn't always like that. I was my first client.
That's what I love. It sounds like you have experienced those challenges on changing your attitude and going back to being grateful. And I always say gratitude changes your attitude. And it's just amazing how starting with gratitude, like you said at the beginning of the day, and then the end of the day, that's so awesome. Because how many times do we tell others or tell our animals, good job, I'm so proud of you that you did it this way. But how many times do we turn around and look at ourselves in the mirror and say, good job, you accomplished that? Yeah.
We don't do it enough, and we expect others to do it for us. When you look at things like the five love languages, what's your love
right.
language? Maybe it's gifts. You like gifts. Maybe it's acts of service. Maybe it's quality time. When you're always looking outside of yourself for that, you miss the one common denominator, which is you. You are the one that has the utmost opportunity to know what you want. If you expect someone else to know what you want, you're setting yourself up for a lot of discomfort in life, a lot, because you change so much, right? Your husband comes home with a bunch of roses and chocolates because you were talking about gifts. I don't want gifts anymore. I bought myself, you know, whatever. And they're like, oh, women, I can never understand them. Communication. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And like I said, I wasn't always like this. My life was filled with a lot of really dark, difficult experiences. I struggled with battered women syndrome. I struggled with living after the loss of a child. I struggled with living after the loss of a grandchild. I struggled with codependency, addiction. I mean, I've got this encyclopedia of life, and I could have stayed there in that rut. I could have stayed down and out, depressed yet angry. I stopped enjoying my own company. And so did everybody else. There's only so much complaining that you can do at a party before people just like, yeah,
walk
I'm going to go and get some hors d'oeuvres.
I always say you have to love yourself in order to be able to love others. And you have to fill your own cup before you can start to fill the cup of others. Because when you're running on empty, you don't have anything to give. Is how I kind
and
of
then
look
the body
at it.
Starts responding to that too.
Yes, it does.
Our bodies are our vessels. They're our vehicle. They're what carry us through life. So when your body starts shutting down, what's going on that inner body? You've got the meat sack, the prettiness around you. Your eyes, your nose, your skin. That's why I call it the meat sack. Kind of sounds a little bit rough, but it is. It's what it is. And when the inner body, the part that makes the heart beat, the part that makes the lungs, the sparkles, when the sparkles stop shining, then the body begins to break down. And we don't notice when the engine light goes off. We notice it on our car because it's that blinking red light. But we just shove it back. We don't have time for that. Don't have time for that. Don't have time for myself. Make time for yourself. It's so important and it's so valuable because then everyone around you gets to enjoy it. It's like a great big box of chocolates.
You get to share it.
You get to share it. Yeah.
Yes. And that's
What
exactly
better
what
pot of gold than you?
yes. And I love that your inner body when it sparkles. Because when you sparkle on the inside, you're sparkling to the outside. And people see that. They radiate to you. They feel that joy and that sparkle within you. And they want to share it. And it makes them happy to be around you. When you're,
Absolutely.
like you said, when you're
Absolutely.
complaining, they're like, huh, how can I get away from them now?
Change the channel, right? I want to change the channel on that. I want to change
Exactly.
the frequency of that which I'm going towards. Frequencies are so super powerful. We notice it in the sparkle of a person's eyes. Children really notice it, and so do animals.
Oh, yes. Animals really are sensitive to that. Yeah, very much so. Just
They
watch
are.
them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Their sensitivities are not just their inner knowing, but also their physical body. Open up a bottle of essential oils with an animal in the room, and you can see the way that they respond to it as to whether it is what they enjoy or do not enjoy. Zoopharmacology. It's beautiful.
Yes,
I had
yes.
to say that a lot of times before I could say it clearly.
That's a big word.
A big one. It's a big one, but it's broken up into syllables, small bite-sized pieces.
Right. Oh,
We
yeah.
learn a lot about ourselves in the moments that matter. When you take your gratitude and your pride list and write it down on a piece of paper, the pen to paper is very beautiful. I like it more than the finger to the text because I get to play with markers. And I still use the text because sometimes that's more efficient. I can send one text to 20 people. There's value in many things.
Oh, there is so much. I feel the pen to paper, though, when you write down your inner feelings and your gratitude. And I do that every morning. I mean, I write down so many gratitudes every morning, and it's like it sets the pace for the day. And
It does.
it puts you into that gratitude state is how I feel. And it takes seconds. It's not that it
You
takes a
can do it
lot of
on
time.
the toilet.
Yeah, you can do it
Do it on
any time,
the
anywhere. It's so simple. It's such a simple process to just get yourself going into that gratitude mode.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can carry small journals in your purse. In your back pocket, in your backpack, throw it in your truck, in that little spot, where all of the other things fit so well. And take out that pen, take out that paper. When the thoughts come, take those micro breaks throughout the day. And then you won't need that macro break when you're tired and you're grumpy and you reach for a chocolate bar. You're looking for something sweet in your life. There's choices. And I mean, I say these things because these are things that I have done. You see it a lot of sugar because it satisfied my need for sweetness in my life. I've changed.
Oh, awesome. And it changes your body. Your body feels, to me, your body feels better when you let go of looking for something from the outside to make you happy. Because that chocolate bar is looking for something from the outside to make you feel good or make you happy. When you can find that in your heart and live from your heart and let that light shine from there, you radiate and you feel it inside of you and others. You are able to empower others, like you said earlier.
Absolutely. And you can take that chocolate bar and cut it up into 12 bite-sized pieces and
Right.
serve it to people, just like the ladies and gentlemen do at Costco. take a chocolate bar. Excuse me, would you like a piece of chocolate?
Yeah, right.
Sharing is caring and it's fun. And the more that you expand out of that comfort zone, that place that dreams go to die,
Yeah.
The more fun life becomes. The comfort zone is where dreams go to die. Got to break through that. Got to break through that comfort zone. And sometimes it's like breaking through a wall of concrete. But even a wall of concrete is really only made up of sand and water and a few other things to make it strong. When you break things down, it becomes much easier, much, much easier.
Oh, how I agree. And when you were talking about gratitude, just like this morning, I opened the door and oh my word, the birds were just singing and singing. I'm like, oh, this is just beautiful music. It's taking time to notice the little things in life. I mean, for me, I shouldn't say for everyone that's going to work, but for me, it's nature, noticing my animals and just really being in tune with what is happening out in nature and listening to the birds, because each one has their own beautiful music. I always thank them for serenading me as I feed my horses and clean pens and do stuff. I'm like, oh my word, I got music the whole time I'm out here.
Yes, it's right there playing for you. I did the same thing this afternoon when I opened up my fridge to sort through and decide what we were going to have for dinner. Looked over on the counter and saw some brilliantly beautiful red peppers and purple peppers and all of those gorgeous colors. And I noticed that the peppers were beginning to wilt. So I cut them up, added some water, left the seeds. I took the stems off, but I left the seeds, put them in some water. So all they needed was some hydration, like we do. Put them in the fridge. They will either crisp up so that I can use them in a salad, or they'll stay a little bit wilted and they become part of a wonderful chili.
Yes. And it's such a full circle how all of it comes to help us and make our life complete. Just like you said with the peppers, they are there. You notice the beauty in them. You notice they needed a little help at that time to maybe get fresher looking and crisper looking. But they're all part of the cycle. And when you start to realize that and notice that, to me, that's what's so beautiful. That's what makes life so much more complete, is to realize what a full circle web we are all in together to basically help each other, share with each other, sometimes hold each other's hands and just be there. And that is what is so beautiful with nature and with all of it. We are just all in a full circle web, is what I call it.
It really is. It really is. And when you were talking about the horses, I could smell all of the beauty around that. I've loved horses since I was a little girl. And the smell of the barn, the smell of the hay, all of it, every single drop of it. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Yes. And it is. I agree with you. I just lay my head on them and just breathe it in. And my mare once told me, just breathe into us. And it's like energy comes from them and just comes and fills you. And yes, I love the smell. It's so funny because I call her my adopted daughter. Her and I said, they need to make a perfume that has this horse smell. Us horsey people would love it.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? It really, really would. You know, and actually, Spirit just reminded me, horsetail. Have you smelt horsetail, the herb?
I've heard of it, but I've never experienced to have any.
It smells like a barn.
Oh,
my goodness. It tastes a little bit like a barn too. So when I mix with it, I add much more flavorful. I'll add some, oh my goodness. I'll add some, I'm remembering the Spanish name, hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
I was thinking flora, which is jicama.
Yes.
No, jamaica. There we go. And I'll add some anise or some cinnamon and clove, because those are pungent flavors.
Right.
And they'll tamper a little bit with the temperament of horsetail. A lot of the traditional herbs can taste quite barney. And it's not necessarily, that's why a lot of people say, I don't like herbal tea. Well, you haven't tried my herbal tea yet, sunshine. It's a difference. I began making it because I wasn't enjoying some of the franchise blends. Michael, that tastes a little bit like donkey butt. So how can I make my own? So I started with chamomile and lavender, and I infuse them with high grade organic essential oils. So I amp it up. That's where you get the exponential from. Exponential amazing teas. When you add intensity and energy to something, that becomes exponentially more. And you can become exponentially more when you become more aware of what you're doing. So that moment and those moments throughout the day where you can, oh, good job, Nance. I'm so proud of you. It just lights you up. It really, really does. And if it feels uncomfortable, then break it down into something that's smaller, more tangible. Like I'm proud of you for putting your pants on today, sunshine. I know it was a hard day, right? Like just putting our pants on some days is a challenge, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Little things, little things. What would you compliment a toddler for?
Tackle.
How loud do we clap when a toddler poops in the potty? A potty party. I mean, there's literally potties now that when you pee or poop in them, they make sounds like hooray.
Well, that so reminds me of my puppy because she's 10 months old now, and as I was house training her, I mean, it was just, oh, you did so good. You pottied outside. Good girl. Good girl. It's like,
Yes.
yeah, it's just the little things. And she was kind of like, yeah, right. But that's how she learned because she knew she got praised and she was proud that she had done something to bring on that praise. So, oh,
Absolutely.
I love that. And when you went to exponentially more of ourselves, it's just what I was thinking. I was like, oh my goodness, she just took the words out of my mouth.
Well, exponential. That's why my company is called Exponential Joy, because I help people understand their emotional mindset and how they can change that emotional mindset to a better feeling place. I embrace the emotions of where you're at. So if you're angry, we work with it there. Have you ever been in a tent when there's a mosquito?
Oh, yes.
It's
Oh, yes.
buzzing around you and it's irritating you, and all you want to do is reach out and smack it. There's satisfaction when you do. You're taking action. So when you can take action on an emotional state, even anger, by communicating and breaking down the anger into action steps, what can we do about this? If you're angry that you kicked, that you bumped your foot on the couch, how can we rearrange your home? How can you become more mindful of your steps? So many opportunities when we look at it through change. It's brilliant.
And some people are so afraid of change. I always say, embrace change. Look at the positive of what that change can bring for you, rather than, like you said, staying in that comfort zone and thinking, oh, I just can't change. I can't get out of this. But change can bring so many good things too. It's, I always feel finding the positive in the situation. It will help to change the situation. And there always seems to be something positive in the situation. It's so true. I mean, just even like you said, just putting on your clothes that day. I messed up my shoulder here about a month ago, and it was a challenge just to get clothes on. I'm like, I did it. I got it done. Okay, we're good to go now.
Right. Same with me. My right arm, I'm still recuperating from bursitis. And little things like doing up my bra. Oh, it was hard. It was really, really hard. I mean, there were some mornings when I was doing some strange roll arounds and kind of like a cow does up against the wall rather than trying to angle things correctly. It was just, it took more effort, it took more energy, and I got it done. Then I reached out and got help from many directions. I'm always about looking for supportive services that will help you integrate the diagnosis. So if you've been diagnosed with something by a doctor, excellent. Now, what options are there that he's given you? Let's expand those options and look for other supportive options.
Oh,
Why
beautiful.
are you inflamed? Like what's the inflammation from? Let's look at all angles because we can change one or two things in the mindset and the body that will just make you feel a little bit better. We're looking for a little bit, incremental steps, imperfect actions.
Definitely. Definitely. And those little steps add up to big steps. It doesn't have to be, for me, it doesn't have to be something big and huge, just something small. And just take each one of those, and you will be amazed how each one of those little stepping stones will bring you up to the top. And it may be sometimes just a baby step, it may be a half a step back. But as you go up there, those small steps will get you to where you're going when you look at it.
Oh, so true. And when you find a trusted companion, someone in your life, and hopefully there's more than one someone, one is where we always begin, one someone who will help you identify where you are great in this world.
Exactly. And to help you let your light shine. And that's, oh, Nancy, this is, speaking of all that, you are such a beautiful person on how you are helping others to let their light shine. I can hear it in your voice. I can feel the energy coming through this call that you are just bubbling with that. And oh, that is just awesome. I've loved every minute of this show, and it's gone so quickly, which I knew it would, Nancy.
It really
Way,
has.
way too quick. A couple things. First of all, I would like to ask you, I would love to have you back on Robust Lifestyles to share more of your knowledge, more of your positive energy and vibes with others out there in the universe. I would
Yes,
love to have you back.
please.
Awesome.
Yes, please. I would love to have you with us as well. So I have a podcast. What matters most is Sunday evenings, and then Wednesday Wisdom with my dear friend Kitty. We talk about astrology and energy and crystals, and we have
Oh,
special guests. And then on Fridays, I'm part of the Mental Health Warriors Network, and I'm a guest on there, co-hosty, guestie. I don't know what I am on that. Beautiful opportunities to share in this world. My
yes.
memoir is coming out, my coming out later on this year. I'm hoping to have it ready for pre-release in May, dependent upon a few roadblocks. We all have roadblocks.
Yes.
I didn't expect my mom's health to be where it's at, and I have to spend more time with that and do so with joy. So that I think I'm going to stop cooking.
Sounds like
That'll
a
leave
good
more
plan.
time. Very unlikely. I love to cook.
I know, I won't
And
either.
I can, but I can also create a big, 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 big casserole dish full of potatoes. We can eat potatoes all week. Get creative.
That's
Get
right.
creative.
Get creative.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, and the
Yeah.
other thing before we close this show, would you please share with our listeners the best ways to connect with you, Nancy?
My website is www.exponentialjoy.com, on Facebook. I'm Nancy Nance and Exponential Joy. I have a page called Recover Your Joy. Everything is joy on Instagram. It's Choose Joy, Exponential Joy. It's just joy. Just I think if joy. You Google Exponential Joy, I'll pop up somewhere.
Oh, I love it.
I love that. Googling yourself is super fun.
Yes, definitely. Oh, how awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nancy, for being my guest here on Robust Lifestyles. This has just been awesome. And listeners, you heard, she will be back. And to that, Nancy, I want to wish you magic in each and every day until you and I connect again.
Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. And with that, I would like to thank all of our listeners for listening to this absolutely incredible, magical show with our amazing diva, Nancy Nance. Please share this show with your family and friends and check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasatcare.com. And remember, just some of the little golden nuggets that Nancy left with us today. Start your day with gratitude and remember to be proud of what you accomplished. Reach around, pat yourself on the back, and show that gratitude and fill your own cup so you can empower others. And with that, I want to wish each and every one of you listeners a very magical, magical day. Remember, be kind to all, including humans and animals. And give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.